Russia continues missile and drone strikes as US and Ukraine continue talks. By Breitbart, London, on December 7, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Russian missile and drone attacks overnight into Sunday killed at least one person in Ukraine. After US and Ukrainian officials wrapped up a third day of talks aimed at ending the war. A man was killed in a drone attack on Ukraine's northern Chernihiv region Saturday night. Local officials said, while a combined missile and drone attack on infrastructure in the central city of Kremenchuk caused power and water outages. Kremenchuk is home to one of Ukraine's biggest oil refineries and is an industrial hub. Kyiv and its Western allies say Russia is trying to cripple the Ukrainian power grid and deny civilians access to heat, light and running water for a fourth consecutive winter, in what Ukrainian officials call weaponizing the cold. The latest round of attacks came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday evening he had a substantive phone call with American officials engaged in talks with a Ukrainian delegation in Florida. He said he had been given an update over the phone by US and Ukrainian officials at the talks. Ukraine is determined to keep working in good faith with the American side to genuinely achieve peace, Zelensky wrote on social media. Speaking Saturday at the Reagan National Defense Forum, US President Donald Trump's outgoing Ukraine envoy, Keith Kellogg, said efforts to end the war were in the last 10 meters. He said a deal depended on the two outstanding issues of terrain, primarily the Donbas, and the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Russia controls most of Donbas, its name for Donetsk and neighboring Luhansk, which, along with two southern regions, it illegally annexed 3 years ago. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is in an area that has been under Russian control since early in Moscow's invasion of Ukraine and is not in service. But it needs reliable power to cool its 6 shutdown reactors and spent fuel to avoid any catastrophic nuclear incidents. Kellogg is due to leave his post in January and was not present at the talks in Florida. Separately, officials said the leaders of the United Kingdom, France and Germany would participate in a meeting with Zelensky in London on Monday. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov welcomed the Trump administration's new national security strategy. In comments published Sunday by Russian state news agency RIA Novosti, he said the strategy was encouraging. There are statements there against confrontation and in favor of dialogue and building good relations, he said. The document released Friday by the White House makes clear that the U.S. wants to improve its relationship with Russia after years of Moscow being treated as a global pariah and that ending the war is a core U.S. interest to re-establish strategic stability with Russia. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.